In claims-based cohort studies, a minimum period of baseline enrollment is typically required prior to cohort entry to minimize misclassification of baseline characteristics, with most studies typically requiring at least 6 months of baseline enrollment. Our objective was to better understand the trade-offs associated with longer enrollment requirements, such as impact to sample size and generalizability. To do this, we identified two cohorts with no required baseline enrollment using validated algorithms, the first a cohort of patients with incident rheumatoid arthritis, or RA, and a cohort of patients with incident chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. And then among these two cohorts, we additionally subsetted to patients with 6, 12, 18, and 24 months of available baseline enrollment prior to index. We assessed demographics at index and baseline characteristics over the respective baseline periods. We calculated absolute standardized differences, or ASDs, to compare baseline characteristics between cohorts with 12, 18, and 24 months of enrollment relative to their corresponding six-month cohort. Sample size for each of our 10 cohorts is displayed graphically in Figure 1, where we see the steepest drop-off in cohort size with the requirement of 6 months of enrollment and subsequent smaller drop-offs with increasing enrollment requirements. In RA and COPD cohorts requiring no baseline enrollment, median days of available baseline enrollment ranged from 460 days in RA to 827 days in COPD. As shown in Figure 2, patients with longer enrollment requirements tended to be older than patients with shorter requirements and additionally were more likely to have Medicare coverage over commercial coverage. Median annualized total healthcare costs assessed over respective baseline periods was relatively stable across cohorts, while mean annualized costs decreased with longer enrollment requirements. Table 1 shows ASDs calculated for demographics and baseline comorbidities. Across condition types, patients with longer enrollment requirements were more likely to have prevalent comorbidities captured in respective baseline periods. The largest difference observed with increasing enrollment was an acute respiratory infection, which may be due to its acute and recurring nature. In our RA and COPD study cohorts, increasing the length of requirement of minimum enrollment impacted cohort demographics and capture of baseline costs and comorbidity burden. Potentially due to the fluctuating nature of employer-based coverage, patients in datasets like this one with multiple payer types represented may be less likely to have employer-sponsored coverage in cohorts requiring longer periods of enrollment, which may have driven the increase in average age seen in our cohorts with increasing enrollment requirements. The decrease in mean annualized cost observed in cohorts with longer baseline enrollment may be a function of higher cost outlier patients being less likely to have longer baseline enrollment, or of higher cost outlier events proximal to index date, having a lessened impact on costs when annualized based on a longer baseline period. Ultimately, descriptive analysis to compare cohort characteristics can help to better understand the bias-precision trade-off associated with lengthening baseline enrollment requirements.